Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a super famous radio host. The number to call in during the first and third segments of the show while we are live is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, that is when we are live on Tuesday nights. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Pip Helix, out, maybe calling in. Joe Curry, tardy, should be here, in about a half an hour or so. But here, the whole night, for the first time ever, happy to have him, Mr. Dave Harris. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Davin, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing smashing. Why, thank you for asking.
We're going to be talking to Dave later about, because he's a magister in the Church of Satan. So
yes.
Figured in the spirit of the holidays, we do a little Satanism.
Ho, ho, ho.
Learn a little bit about how the other half lives. So we're going to do that later on. But Dave is a veteran podcaster, so he's actually going to hang out for the whole show. He dabbled in comedy. He's a porn director.
That's right. I'm a jack of many trades.
I was thinking
master
that.
Master of none.
I was thinking that. I was thinking that's what you were going for.
Check something of all trades.
Oh, there you go. You bring joy to many people.
Is this the clean portion of the show?
No, right now. No, the second portion of the show, which we syndicate for AM and FM radio. That's
so
clean.
You can curse
now.
Get all my fucks out now.
Get all your fucks out now. You'll know when we do the clean portion of the show, so you can say fuckity fuck whatever you want right now. Normally, Pip is running the chat, but she's not here. And then in Pip's place, Joe is usually running the chat, but Joe is not here. So I got it open, but I got to be honest with you. I really can't pay that much attention to it. So the best way, if you really want to get my attention, is to call in 845-986-8804, or you could just sit back and listen. We got a good
semaphore
show.
Semaphore works very well.
The what now?
Semaphore.
What is semaphore?
Those flags they used to land planes.
Oh, I never knew that term. Semaphore.
God damn it, I hate being the smartest person in the room.
Well, you're going to have 3 hours of that. Because Joe's coming in.
It's not going to be Joe.
And you've already shown that you have a much better vocabulary than I do.
Joe comes in, you're still in second place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and Pip's not here, and she often is the smartest. So it's going to be you. So okay. Doesn't happen very often for you, but enjoy it.
No. I'll try.
You with your big words. Yeah. Semaphore. That was some kinky thing. Good show tonight, though. We're going to talk with Dave. We're going to learn about a little Satanism later on. We have a new induction to the School of Fools featuring Harry Potter. A new comics in the news featuring Donald Trump. And last week, Ann Jax revealed more of how she originally got scammed on a business deal. We'll see where that leads. Ann Jackson is this woman. I'll explain it again later on. But she's this woman who I've been dealing with who is an anti-scam expert. That's okay. What people thought she was. But it turns out she was a victim of a scam. And she kept on getting re-scammed. And she actually led victims to scammers. She like put them gave like victims to scammers in what they call a reload scam.
So she was perpetrating herself as an expert in scams.
And she was looked at as an expert. People held her up.
When in actuality she was bringing people to scammers.
Right. So then
she's kind of like the Rachel Dolezal of scamming.
Well, I mean no, she's Japanese.
Good point.
So people wanted to know what was up. Is she working with scammers? So they asked me to investigate, and I've been talking to her this whole time, and the conversations are fascinating. But it appears that she really may be a very sick woman and have schizophrenia. And she's got these whole legion.
Fantastic.
It kind of is. It makes for good radio. I mean, but I do try to help her, and we do use it to educate. But she has this whole legion of scammers that she thinks are real military, real FBI, you know, real bank lawyers. And she's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars herself. You're not supposed to laugh. See, that's why people have a very low opinion of Satan. This is why Satan not warm and cuddly. There you are to speak on his behalf. I tell you of this poor woman's sickness, and all you have is laughter.
She's a boob.
Well, she's sick. I think she's sick. I don't think she's stupid.
But she's bringing other people into the disease.
Well, she doesn't know. She thinks that because she's.
I know that I. You have you been scammed? You need to come talk to my friend. And if you just give him $2,000, he's gonna help you out.
Well, that's pretty much how it goes. Yeah, I can't lie about that because they say, well, if you have to pay up front for this, and there's bank transfer fees, so these other people.
But then you get $8 million out of a Nigerian bank account.
More or less. That's pretty. That's pretty much how it goes. I can't.
Oh, she's as dumb as they come.
Well, it's fascinating because she's Japanese, but she knows five languages, and she's arguing with these Africans. So when they start cursing at each other, it's really quite hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So we've been doing the scammers. But yeah,
foreign people making foreign noises is always funny.
It gets pretty hostile between the two of them, between her and the many scammers. It's a wide array of scammers. I feel bad for this woman. She's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, allegedly.
All right, that has to beg the question now. How did she obtain hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Well, she's borrowed a lot of money. She was a teacher. She's borrowed from students, which is bad. She's borrowed from her work.
So she's lost money that's not even hers.
Yeah.
So she has honed her own scamming skills.
Yeah.
To scam other people out of their money to turn over.
That's a very cynical way of looking at it.
So basically, she is the bottom bitch for these scammers.
Well, no. I mean, she's not trying to be, but these scammers.
But she is.
Well, they manipulate people.
Okay.
I mean, that's the problem.
They are the pimp. She is their whore.
Well, this is why I intervene and tell people to stay as far away from her as possible. That's what I do. You know, when people ask about her, I go, you need to run. You need to go far, far away from her. She's out of her mind. And I tell Ann Jackson, I say, you really should not talk to anybody. You have to stop thinking you're an expert. But she's got this whole Japanese pride thing, and she's, you know, she thinks she's an expert, and you show her facts, but that doesn't register.
Does she like to have her picture taken? Because if she gave me a couple $1,000, I could probably make a film with her, and she'd be a big star.
If you want to go to Japan, I could probably arrange that. Let's put it this way. She thinks she's talking to the United Nations secretary. But it's not the one that we know whose last name is like Ban Ki-moon or something. It's not him. Her UN secretary is Melvin Santos. I know. Dave has a puzzled look like, how can this be? I know.
Melvin Santos is the guy who runs the taco truck.
Yeah.
In downtown Tokyo.
The guy goes by Dr. Melvin Santos. And she thinks he's legit. And she's got like an FBI guy who thinks she's a real FBI. His name is Brown Cotton. And which, you know.
Lordy Lord.
Yeah, I mean, she's got these fake soldiers, and this one's Marine daughter, Jennifer Green, who sometimes she considers her daughter.
Do you have a picture of this chick?
You know, I don't think, I don't, I'll tell you what, I've never posted a picture of her. I do think I have one. I've never posted a picture of her because I believe she's a victim. If I know they're an out-and-out scammer like I've done with other ones, I post them. I'll make you famous.
Okay, yeah, but okay. No, I'm not talking about Paul. I'm not talking about, is there just a photo of this woman that you
I could probably,
right?
I could probably, not right now. I could probably dig one up if I needed to. But so,
because she's batshit crazy, so I got to know she's hot.
No.
No?
No. No. Not hot. Not hot. She's, you know, you're not going to like put everything aside and do her because it's cool to like do it with a crazy chick. It's not that.
No.
No. No, she's a middle-aged Japanese woman. It's been rough. But I have high hopes for how this segment's going to go with you sitting in, because there is going to be no tolerance from you, so I look forward to that. So I wanted to talk about, I want to talk about a couple things. First of all, do you go to the doctor regularly?
Every now and again, when I need to go to the doctor, I feel sick.
Do you go for, like, physicals or anything? Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Yeah, once a year.
See, I don't do that. I haven't gone in 25 years. So, like, a couple of weeks ago, I went to the doctor because everybody was pestering me. Pip and Joe, my family, everybody's pestering me. So, finally, I'm like, oh, I go, that's 25 years. I haven't gone to the doctor. Everything's fine. 3 days later, I get a cold, and I haven't been able to shake it. So, I think it goes to my theory, stay away. Do you agree?
Doctor's offices are cesspools, man.
That's where all the germs are.
Yeah, exactly. You go to a doctor's office, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
Go if you feel sick, go to the doctor. I go for a checkup because I have heart problems.
Oh, well, you have to go.
I have no choice. It's for me, it's ongoing maintenance of heart disease. So,
wow, yeah. You're very young to have that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was 21.
21? Was it like a birth defect?
No, they don't know. They suspect I had a coronary spasm.
How do you get that at 21? Because you're not athletic, no offense.
No, I would imagine it's probably genetic.
Okay.
This is riveting radio.
Well, no. I mean, listen, it adds a little edge to the show because we don't know if you're going to die on air. And I got to tell you, if you die on air, it's good for ratings.
Yeah. I can't argue.
So make sure you die during the syndicated portion of the show.
Right.
Although, you know, it's good. It's still good for iHeartRadio. So anytime in the next 3 hours, if you think this is the year you're going to die, I ask you to do it soon.
Okay. I'll make sure to drive up here.
as I feed you pretzels.
Three and a half hours.
Would you like some lard? I mean,
can you fry these up in back fat, please?
In back fat?
Yeah, or fat back, excuse me.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a little insulting.
Joe's not even here yet.
Oh, all right, you're passing it off on Joe, that's fine. Joe's probably listening, fighting traffic right now. Joe will get here eventually. So, yeah, so I don't go, but you have to go. I don't go, and now I'm sick. So my policy is now, everybody who told me to go, we'll get sneezed on.
I think that's a fine policy.
It is a fine policy.
I think you need to share what it is you have brought home from the doctor with everyone who made you go.
That's what I've done. I mean, I'm feeling better now, finally, after a week. But the wife's had a little bit. The daughter's had a little bit. And I'm like, you guys brought this upon yourself. You insisted.
Try to cough on that fucking baby. That's what I say.
Well, she's 9. She can take it.
There you go. Let her infect all the little snowflakes at school.
Right, and it's the holidays now, so they can go home and bring it to their families.
That's right. You just made the entire community sick.
Yeah, well,
with your awfulness.
Well, when you say it like that, it makes me want to go to the doctor more.
You've ruined everyone's holiday.
I like when you're here. You make me feel good. You said Joe is fat, back fat. You said I'm ruining everybody's holiday. Oh, Dave, you're my favorite.
I am a ray of sunshine.
Well, something happened. I guess we'll talk about this. I don't know. A couple of radio hosts made news this weekend, and it wasn't
you
and I.
Should we wait for Joe on that one?
Do you? I mean, there's two. I could go the Steve Harvey route.
Oh.
Well, he's a radio host.
Yeah. If you can call him that.
Well, he's got a radio show. I mean, it's a syndicated radio show.
So do you.
He's successful. I can read. There's the difference. There is the difference between me and Steve Harvey.
Some people have money. Some people have literacy.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Were you watching this?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I see everyone's seen the video at this point.
Are you a fan of beauty pageants?
No.
Neither am I. But I thought you would be with your whole smut background. I thought you go, well, you know, the losers, the bottom percent, they can come to me.
You know, because they... Here's the thing about pageants, and it really bothers me because they try to instill like this sense of false dignity in these girls.
a brief ray of feeling good about themselves.
Exactly, and you really need to break to just breed that out.
Breed it out.
Yes, breed it out.
How do you breed that out of them? Who do they have to screw to breed that out, that self-respect that you loathe in a woman? But yet your woman has a lot of self-respect for herself.
She does. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it is annoying. Not your woman, just, you know, being with a woman who feels good about themselves. It sounds good in theory, but it's a pain in the ass sometimes.
No, she, you know, my wife's a good egg.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell her otherwise. Don't worry. It's fine. No, I'm not going to report back to her.
Give a crap if you did. She's probably listening.
Well, then she knows she's a good egg.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm interested. How do you breed it out?
That's kind of a silly. I don't know.
I thought this was something you were working on.
You see, if I knew the answer to that, I would. You know, this wouldn't be an issue.
So your big contention with it is that these women should feel crap about themselves because really they're not bringing much to the table.
I mean,
except appearance.
In all seriousness, I've never been a fan of because it's such a meat parade.
It really is.
It's a meat parade, but it's not a fun one. Like if you're gonna have a meat parade,
what makes it fun? Should we hose down those bathing suits?
Yes.
So you want the same thing but less talking, more smut.
Exactly.
You don't want it a pageant. You just want it a porn.
It doesn't need to be any better than a wet T-shirt contest at your local bar.
That's what it should be. Except with Miss Universe, it's a really big bar, and we get them from all over the world. But that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And the talent contest is what? How many wings they can eat in like 5 minutes? Well, it's only 5 minutes. Don't worry, they have an eating disorder. They'll be in the bathroom puking.
Good point.
Yeah, so it's not going to stay on them. See, I don't like them either. I just think it's so vapid.
Yeah.
I would never want my daughter to. And the parents are some of the most horrible parents. Yeah. I mean, because they're just pushing this. They're just instilling on their little kids, because these girls, a lot of them start when they're very young, that really your appearance is the most important thing. And now, if I'm dating you in high school, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we want to have members of society that can contribute, that's really not what we need.
I had a friend who was going through the Miss America circuit. She made it as far as Miss New York.
Really?
Like she didn't win Miss New York, but she made it to the Miss New York
pageant. She was like runner up for Miss Staten Island?
No, she was Miss St. Lawrence County.
Where is that?
That's upstate.
Oh. So she had a full set of teeth and that
Yeah, and that was all that she needed to qualify. No, but she was a 10.
You would think she would.
Yeah, she was smoking. But she was a smart girl.
Some of these girls are well spoken.
She's a smart girl. I'm like, well, what are you doing? I mean, like, you're attractive, but you're highly intelligent. What are you doing? And the answer is, they pony up a lot of scholarship money.
They do. But why don't you just get on the pole and work your own hours, and you can make your own money to pay for college?
Exactly, and that's where the self respect thing comes in. It's like what your dignity is not going to get you anywhere.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
No, it's think about every choice. I can at least look back at every choice in my life that I should have done differently. I didn't. I made an incorrect choice based on my own dignity.
Yeah, but dignity keeps you from doing horrible things.
Like what?
Like blowing three guys at once. You might do that.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think you feel good about yourself afterwards, and it might give you a tum-tum ache.
Why wouldn't you feel... If you're into blowing three guys, why wouldn't you feel good about yourself after doing it?
Because I don't know if anybody's really into blowing three guys. I don't know if anybody calls that a hobby.
Some poor, confused homosexual kid listening to this right now would probably love to blow three guys.
No, I think he wants...
And you're shaming him, Davin.
No, I think he wants to blow one guy that really cares about him.
Bullshit.
I think so.
Are you okay?
No.
Think about your own libido as a man, gay, straight, whatever. Your own libido. We are, as men, genetically programmed to stick our dicks in as many holes as we possibly can.
But we're talking about the guy who's actually doing the blowing.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody wants to blow three dicks.
If you're a dude, and you're into dudes. You want to do all kinds of fucking weird, crazy fucking shit with those dudes, and that's fucking great. You should want to. It's outstanding.
But if you don't have pride, you let people talk badly about you or to you and make you feel less than. They call you stupid or say you have a lot of back fat or, it can hurt your feelings. If you have a little pride, you stick up for yourself.
I'm not saying that there's no place for dignity. I'm just saying that dignity leads to a lot of decisions that can ultimately better your life going the opposite way, where you don't jump on opportunity that may be a little, this might not be fun in the short term, but it's going to lead to a long term.
Well, there's a difference between
I have my dignity, so I'm not going to do that.
There's a difference between work ethic and dignity.
I don't think there is.
I don't think you should have to get a job because you have to blow your boss.
I think that there are plenty of people out there who, if their job was solely to blow their boss and there was no stigma attached, they'd do it in a fucking second.
Yeah, it's called the comedy industry. I mean, how many zeros as far as ability did we see parading on TV that you go, all right, they blew somebody,
Oh, Barry Katz. Oh.
I'm not naming names. You can draw your own conclusions, but whatever. In entertainment, that's pretty much what it's known for, the casting couch and the comedy of blowing the guy in the back of the room. Not the back of the room, the back of the club. I don't know. I want my daughter to have pride. You want your wife to have pride. You want her kids to have pride.
No, I want them to sell out.
You don't want your wife to sell out.
Oh, God, do I want her to sell out.
You want her to sell out.
Oh, my. If she could get some hacky fucking sitcom doing shticky mom material for 15 years.
But if she had to blow a guy to get it.
Eh.
You're a team player that way.
Exactly. Short-term price, long-term gain. You got to think in the long term. Having an open marriage helps.
You guys do have an open marriage.
Yes, we do. So her she can blow a guy just because she wants to.
As can you.
As could I if I wanted to.
Well, Joe will be here soon.
Nice.
I'll throw down the old tarp, or what we called the green screen back in the Levyland days. But no, I don't. I just think I think it's kind of exploitive. I don't think it really celebrates anything in the woman, and they're just boring as hell. I don't need to see a hot chick juggling unless it's her boobs. You know, I don't want to hear them talk because most of them can't.
Yeah, yeah. It's disheartening and as hacky as it is to say, it really does. They do make you think less of women.
They do.
I mean, I produce porn.
Well, you think very highly of your porn.
I think the world of the girls that are in my movies.
You do. I know you do.
The girls who are in my movies are awesome because they are pursuing they're pursuing what they want to do. They are enjoying what they're doing.
Well, I think the contestants are pursuing what they want to pursue. I think they're enjoying it.
Had that conversation a lot of times where it's their parents forcing them.
Right, but I think I think some of them like parading around in evening gowns and sounding and thinking people care what they have to say. I mean, let's be honest. The pageant is the last time a man wants to hear what a woman who looks that good has to say. It's the last time. Because after that, she's trophy wife material. Unless she's so smart that she's going to law school or medical school. And that's great. That's fantastic. If she's using that to better herself, that's fine. But a lot of them, not so smart. So then you're becoming Donald Trump's next wife.
You know, hindsight being 2020, I think Donald Trump's ex-wife is the one making out.
Well, yeah, she doesn't screw Donald anymore.
Exactly. I just collect a check.
Yeah, but I mean, she had to suffer through with that. I mean, she did what you said. She sucked
short-term
up her
price, long-term gain, no dignity.
So it's only a matter of time till what's her name, Milani?
Before she's the first lady.
No, we'll get.
And trust me, I don't want that to happen. It's just going to.
It's not going to happen. It's not. They came out with a new poll today. 50% of the people, a Quinnipiac poll, 50% of Americans would be embarrassed if he was president. Count me among those. Count me among those.
Just watch how the electorate's going to fall. I'm telling you.
I hope not.
I'm telling you, it's a perfect storm.
It is.
This kind of idiocy.
It is.
To go
it's
all
idiocracy.
The way.
People are stupid.
It's
the cult of
it's
personality.
It's fantastic to watch.
That's what I tell people. People, oh, I hate you. I don't hang on. It's fascinating to watch you fall into the cult of personality because he doesn't even believe what you believe. This is what I tell you. I go, he's not even conservative. If you listen to what he has.
No, he isn't.
He's not conservative at all. But you were just.
The most conservative thing about him is his tax plan, which oddly enough is the only thing I agree with him on.
He's like, we should spend billions of dollars on roads. And then I'm like, well, Obama wanted to do that. But the Republican Congress wouldn't want to do that. But it's the cult. It's fascinating to watch how people just fall into love. They've lionized him. They've bought into the myth that he creates about himself. Because if you look at his track record, not really a great businessman.
I'm very excited. I'm very very excited about the downfall of the Republic that will be led by Donald Trump, because this country is going down the shitter, and he is going to lead the charge.
Yeah,
and it's.
I hope not.
It's fun to watch.
Well,
it was a good 200 year and change run for the U.S. of A. We almost made it to 250. We almost made it 250 years. We're done. We are done as a nation, and it will be when Trump gets elected.
Well, there you go. Yeah, if you want the downfall of the nation, you heard it from Dave. Vote Trump. Trump 2016. Make America end again.
Yeah.
I didn't see that bumper sticker, but that might be the new one.
Make America end.
So we have this beauty part. I don't usually watch the beauty pageants, but for some reason I was flipping around and I was watching it. And then there's Steve Harvey. What do you think of Steve Harvey? And I'm not thinking very much.
I'm thinking that Bernie Mac was the talented member of the Kings of Comedy.
Bernie Mac was talented.
Yes.
Steve Harvey is the Latino George Lopez, a minority that's not very good at comedy.
I thought George Lopez was the Latino George Lopez.
Well, I mean, the African-American George. I screwed that up. You're right. Steve Harvey is the African-American George Lopez, a minority that looks good in a suit and is pleasant to white America, but not funny at all. That's my opinion. I
actually have that. I don't have that opinion about George Lopez. I think George Lopez is kind of funny.
I don't think George Lopez is funny at all. I think who was the guy from the 80s? The Pablo? Not Pablo. Paul Rodriguez. I thought Paul Rodriguez was funny in the 80s. I don't know what I would think of his act now. I have no idea. I thought Paul Rodriguez was funny. I think
Paul Rodriguez.
What?
I dig Paul Rodriguez.
I think Gabriel Iglesias is funny.
Yes, very.
Yeah, I don't think George Lopez is funny at all. I've caught his television shows. So I think he's just like, again, he's a minority who we're just going to keep giving opportunities to. That's what I look at Steve Harvey as. He's the black guy that we're comfortable enough with, that we could put him in front of white America.
I think Trump's going to rail about affirmative action now that this has happened.
What, the Steve Harvey thing?
Yeah.
Well, he used to own Miss Universe.
I know.
So I'm watching this. I'm watching. And it was horrible before it got to the big faux pas, which we're going to get right to. I mean, Steve Harvey can't talk. The woman who they have co-hosting with him, I think she's from another country. She's as spontaneous as a sponge. Right. Any type of sponge you want, not spontaneous. So I'll let people use their imagination. She can't talk. I'm like, they cut away for one moment. It's like, Steve, back to you. It's like one Mississippi, two. Like by about the 15th Mississippi, he responds with his what's supposed to be spontaneous answer. It was just brutal.
The teleprompter guy is sitting there smoking weed. He's not realizing that he's got to crank up the thing again. Get Steve to talk.
It was. Yeah. Steve Harvey is what ruined hot, attractive women on this thing. Because they're all, I like women of all nationalities. I dig that.
You celebrate diversity.
I do celebrate diversity. It must be the liberal in me.
That's right.
The liberal in me would like to be the liberal in them. I celebrate all the ethnicities. But I don't know why I was watching. I kind of know why. Because I knew if I put on the football game, my wife was going to bitch. So she even goes through, why are you watching this? And I'm thinking, well, because if I watch what I really want to watch, you're going to complain.
All right, so wait, hold on. So rather than watch football.
Yes.
You put on the beauty pageant.
I've been watching football all day.
All right.
I mean, but yes, because I wasn't that interested in the football game.
You just watch football.
I didn't want to hear her complain.
Just tell her to shut up.
No, I'm not going to do that. She's in close proximity. I could get hit.
Just watch football. This is a completely alien concept.
Your wife never says, I don't want to watch this. We're going to watch.
No.
Well, that's you. That's
no.
You.
No. Every Monday night Raw, 8 to 11. She makes a bunch of gay jokes while we watch wrestling.
Right, but that's your thing. Yeah. I don't always watch Sunday night football. There was just nothing else I really wanted to watch on. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch football. Like, she's gonna bitch.
Don't you work all week?
I do this.
So what? This is your
dream.
She
works hard. She works harder.
Says who?
Well, I mean, she's got a 9-to-5-er.
And what do you do?
I try to make this happen. I got comedy.
Okay, so you're driving up and down the highways of America, entertaining people, making them laugh. You deserve to watch football on Sundays.
And I did. I watched the 1 o'clock game and the 4:30 game. I watched football. I had a full day of football. It's not like she was up my ass all day and I couldn't watch football. I had a full day of football. So,
but you wanted to watch the night game.
I didn't care that much about the night game. That's just it. The game I needed to see.
Okay, so in other words, you actually just brought up the fact that there was a football game on just to cover up the fact that you were watching the pageant.
No, it was a choice of a couple things I really didn't care
basically
about.
Basically trying to mask your latent homosexuality.
No, well, no, everybody knows how homosexual I am. It was, the 4:30 game was the game I was really interested in.
Okay.
And I saw that. And I saw the 1 o'clock game where Odell Beckham, imploded. Okay. And
I don't watch football, so I have no idea.
All right, yeah. So this was a choice of, watching a beauty pageant, which I don't care about, and not hearing her complain, or watching a football game that I don't care about and hearing her complain. So
I'm like, CSI.
I don't watch that stuff. She watches that stuff.
So you could put something on that she wanted to watch and make her happy.
I could have, but I didn't want to do that either.
You're a very confusing man.
It's very difficult to live with me.
I you know what? You convinced me. I'm on her side now.
See? All right. So
no fucking football for you ever again.
But it's good I watched the pageant because I can live Facebook and tweet about it because it's horrible. And that really annoys her when I'm live Facebooking because, she's a Facebook friend. It's like, God damn it, 25 Facebook updates in 3 minutes? I'm like, well, people need to know what I think. I get blocked sometimes.
It's all about me on my Facebook.
Well, my views about this horrible
thing.
What
I think about Steve Harvey.
Well,
25 times in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it is. Because I work and I drive up that on the highways, so I'm entitled to that.
Narcissist.
You just said I should be entitled. You should be on my side.
Well, you've already convinced me to take her side, so what the fuck's the matter with you?
It's easy to mind your mind.
It's not easy to say that sentence, you fucking mush mouth.
All right. Well, it went horribly wrong, as a lot of people know. Here's the clip. It's 5 minutes. You'll hear like a lot of applause. And I left it all in. I could have edited it out because I just wanted people to understand how long a certain woman was feeling really good about herself until it all went.
Universe 2015 is... Okay, folks, I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines. Listen, folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Colombia. It is my mistake.
still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
All right, Joe has made it here in studio just in time.
Yes.
For the train wreck that is usually reserved for this show.
Yes,
but instead
absolutely.
Was reserved for Miss Universe.
Here's what happened that entire time between the time that he called her name and the time he said, "Oh, I fucked up." In her head, she's got that money. She's got the she's got the scholarship.
She's traveling the next year. She's traveling
money
the next year around the world.
She's like, oh, I'm finally. Maybe I'll go to college, become a doctor. I'll move to America, work at a big. I'll fly my family there. We'll emigrate. We'll follow Donald Trump's vision and come to the country legally.
I'm going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning talking to Steve Doocy. It doesn't get better than this.
And it doesn't get worse.
Doocy, Hasselbeck, and kill me tomorrow. I can't wait.
God, I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you. No backsies. Backsies.
If that was just Puerto Rico, his ass gets stabbed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a dumb motherfucker.
Oh, he had to be thinking in his mind, what am I going to do?
All right, relax. He's not from the fucking Civil War, and he's not a slave, stupid. Donald Trump actually said, well, if he was still in charge, because he used to own it, he would make them both Miss Universe. I don't know if you can really do that.
It would have been great. Because
it was his pageant. He could have done whatever the hell he wanted.
All right, girls, scissor.
That's the America I want.
Well, now you want to vote for Trump.
I do. I think you know what? I've done another 180.
But here's the thing. You have this woman, and like he goes, I made a mistake. She's still blowing kisses. Miss Columbia is still blowing kisses. Cannot comprehend, nor should she, that everything is about to go tits up. It's all going to go horribly, horribly wrong.
Like, oh, no. We're going to give it to this chick over here from the Philippines. Hit the brick, sister.
Right. And then Miss Philippines can't comprehend. And stupid Miss Oklahoma, who I don't know how she got into third. Miss USA. She was dumb as bricks. They asked her to talk about gun control.
And you guys were talking about it when I was listening in the car. Does anybody even really watch this shit anymore?
They do now.
And do you think maybe it was a ploy?
That's what people have said. I don't think so. I mean, you would have to be so despicable.
Right.
I mean, this woman, she might kill herself. I mean, she's worked her whole life. Think about this. Joe, turn that down, like the volume on there.
Oh, yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
We really want to work with you. We're so glad we came to the club tonight. We want to give you your HBO special. It's going to happen. We're going to film it next week. Joe, you're getting your HBO special. So you feel good. And then about 2 minutes later, I go, oh, I'm sorry, Joe. My mistake. I wanted to give it to Dave. I don't want you to have an HBO special now.
It's called The Business. Yeah. I wouldn't be so.
At least a talent agent from HBO made this correct.
For this shit business, you used the worst scenario. What if we woke up tomorrow and the sun came out? Yeah.
No, but you'd be excited. You would.
You would, but it's like you're so used to being disappointed.
These girls are not.
I know.
Nobody disappoints these girls.
All right, then there you go, because those girls are used to having their ass powdered.
You seen those asses?
Yes. And
I'd love that job.
Yeah, they're used to having their asses powdered. We're used to having our asses handed to us. So it's like, you know. So in our business, it's like, yeah,
it's like
that's the drill.
It's like being on top of the world, and then they go, no, my bad. And there's nothing you can do.
Mm.
It's despicable.
Yeah.
You know what? She's got a book deal come out of this.
Nobody wants it. Really? What is it? Is it a coloring book?
Do you know what? People will buy it.
Nobody's going to buy it.
The
worst 120 seconds of my life. Nobody gives a shit. How are you going to write a book about that?
Fucking what's that guy's name wrote a book about making a catch in a goddamn Super Bowl? What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
The guy in the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot more people like football than Miss Universe, I think. I don't know. Did he sell any books?
He got an advance for it.
Didn't
I'm
he
sure.
get cut the next year?
Probably.
David Tyree?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, so we got cut the next year. So that didn't work out well.
He still got a book deal out of it.
You think somebody's giving her a book deal?
I think they'll give anybody a book deal at this point.
They'll give
Joe a book deal.
No, nobody's giving Joe a book deal. Nobody's giving Joe a book deal.
Well, if all you want, I might be getting a movie deal. So,
what movie deal are you getting?
The Weight of the World.
All right, well, that's you're right. It's not exactly Spielberg.
Enough
you're
about
making. Oh, sure. Now you turn on me. Now that he's here, it's an independent movie.
Might not be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We shall see.
Need a DP.
See. So
need a DP?
Yeah.
Double penetration.
What is that? Yeah, that's not where I was going, but I like your train of thought.
Dave's your man. Do you need somebody to mop up after the liquids are on the floor?
I want to be a splooge mop operator. Splooge mop operator.
What is this, a new Rotgut song you're working on?
It would be.
Might not be a bad gig. I mean, what people are saying that Steve Harvey should be fired. I don't know. Fired.
Oh, from, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the guy screwed up.
You know,
it's like firing the MC at a comedy club for getting somebody's name wrong.
Well, he's never going to be able to yell at an MC for screwing up his intro again.
Yeah, really.
That is gone.
Next time, how much you want to bet next time he goes up at the comedy store, if he's out here, he goes up at Gotham, somebody tries to pull this shit. Goes, come to the stage, very funny man, please give it up for D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I made a mistake.
My mistake, don't hate the comic. It's still a great night. I like how he says, don't hate the girl. Well, don't be upset with the girl. Why would they be upset with the girls? They're just standing there looking pretty. They didn't do anything wrong.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just completely turned on Miss Columbia? She's like, oh, you're Miss Universe. She's like, oh, I made a mistake. There's a whore. They start throwing shit at her.
Well, then what was it? Miss Germany came out and said,
nine.
Pretty much. She goes, this is all BS. Nobody voted for Miss Philippines because they had a vote too. So, like, Miss Germany's, like, being all catty and shit. It's like,
Miss Philippines is a cunt. Oh, my God. Why? Miss Universe? Oh, my God. Why?
Miss Philippines seemed nice. She seemed fine, well spoken.
Now, you actually, fuck this. Sorry.
You were saying?
well,
just stop the show.
sorry about that. I was just trying to get into chat and go, and it's like chat and get aggravated. No, it's. Were you actually watching this live?
Yeah.
Really?
We were talking about that. Dave was tearing me a new one.
Yeah, well, you should have a new one.
I explained why. Yeah. And you know what? It turns out I was good. It was good I watched it because I was first on there. I saw what was going on as it happened. I wasn't these Johnny-come-latelys ripping Steve Harvey a new one the next day. I was on it from the word go.
You know, he was sitting there going, I hope she wins, holding like his little bank bouquet of flowers, pretending that he would give it to her.
So?
Yeah.
What's your point? Wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah, you would.
Because I'm a man.
Are you? Are you really?
Oh, God, he's probably sitting there clutching his little teddy bear that he named Chartreuse because it's been his teddy bear for a while. And it's been tradition that him and Chartreuse watch the beauty pageants together. And when Steve Harvey fucked up, it's okay, Chartreuse. It's okay. We'll be okay.
You know, you're the type of guy that would make fun of male cheerleaders. Meanwhile, they're the ones that are palming the girl's ass the whole time while a bunch of football players are taking showers with other fucking dudes. Yeah. That's about being smart, stupid. No. So yes, me and Chartreuse enjoyed it, and it was fabulous. I never watched beauty pageants. I just happened to hit the jackpot on that one because there's never going to be a beauty pageant that's that good again.
And we'll know because Davin's going to watch every single one.
I might have to.
Oh, he just sits there with like, here he is, Mr. Podcast Guy. Here he is. And I'd walk down the aisle and Joe would be there to hand me flowers and kiss me on the cheek. And then I'd walk down the runway.
I would want you around if I was having
fun. Shut up, you'd want me there.
I would
here
not.
Here he is.
You would not even get in the Mr. building.
Mr. Pageant Guy. And then he'd walk around. And then there would be, and Steve Bix would probably be in charge of the pageant.
You know who Bix is?
We are now going down the talent board of the contest. And David will now sing the Star Spangled Banner and play the Jew's harp. That's time to go. Here he is, Mr. Davin. And we have the runner-up from the year before, Ann Jackson. Mr. Davin, I give you the roses and the crown. Here he is. Sorry.
Yeah, that went on a little longer than it needed to. you hit your pinnacle, but you kept on trucking through. Yeah. You were like your own little Saturday Night Live skit, weren't you? Just going to let you hoist yourself by your own petard. That's all fun and games now. But there was another radio host, unfortunately, was in the news, and I didn't know what was going on. But Joe and I were actually kind of in the thing. Joe and I were working together in Poughkeepsie doing a show this weekend. And in between shows, around 8:30, I see Joe feverishly typing away. And usually when that's happening, because I've worked with Joe before, I go, what are you talking to, Joe's girl? Because I kind of figured he was talking to his lady friend.
Yeah.
Goes, no, Anthony Kumi, his girlfriend, is saying that on an Opie and Anthony chat page that Anthony hit her. And I go, well, that's ridiculous. That doesn't sound like Anthony at all. Yeah. And I kind of dismissed it. I didn't think another thought of this. I'm like, well, he always hangs out with lunatics. I don't know why you would go to a chat room about this. But then I turned on the news the next morning, and Anthony got arrested. So apparently I needed to be paying more attention to this than I was. Can I play that? I have the video that she posted. Do you mind if I play it?
I mean,
it's all over.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's not like a secret thing.
I really didn't want to make light of it because it sounds like...
We're not making light of it. We're talking about
it. I know. It just sounds like I'm his friend and I'm trying to... You know, one of these guys that go on, you know, try to make light of it.
No, you're not
going to
make light of it.
Right.
No, I mean, listen. I know going in, you're going to stick up for him and I would expect you to. He's your friend. I wouldn't expect otherwise.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys know him better than I do.
And we know the person that's doing this.
Well, be careful what you say about her when we talk. Because, you know, it's a legal thing at this point, and you don't want to be called slandering. So choose your words.
By the way, Joe's girl says that you use your chiz sock while watching the pageant.
I don't have one. That's Joe's.
You probably borrowed it. Meanwhile, where's my chiz sock?
It's a road trip. I'm going to Davids. Yay. I'm trying to be to Joe's. I'm worn thin. It never ends. Me and Chartreuse, it's stupid. Jizz Sock should be so lucky to watch the pageant
in
with
me. In the company of Chartreuse and you.
Exactly. Jizz Sock should get such a vacation.
Chartreuse is all stuck up, won't give Jizz Sock the time of day.
Well, because...
What if Jizz Sock was all stuck up?
Yeah. Very good.
Jizz Sock, relax. I'm sorry, Joe had a long night. I got the starch taken out of me, then put back in.
You
got
to keep a stiff upper lip or toe in this thing.
All right, so here's the clip that while this is allegedly going on, something went on. I don't know what went on. While this is allegedly going on, Danny, Anthony's girlfriend, I don't know if they're still together. Are they still together?
Not now.
you never know.
I believe they were kind of estranged, I believe.
Well, you know, when I'm estranged from a girl, I always want to have her at my house. That's always the move I go for.
Right.
And drink, because what could possibly go wrong? But anyway, so while this is all going on, long after Joe and I have left our two shows, this gets posted around 12:30 in the morning. Were you aware of this?
Now here's the thing. I was watching it.
Oh, you saw it live?
I saw it live. This is and
so this was your pageant.
This is really. But what the thing was is when Davin was on stage, and we'll talk about the show in a little bit. But when Davin was on stage, I got done. I wanted to kick back, and I'm just, you know, going through the thing, and I run into this. And then I'm like, and people are commenting, and I'm writing, you know, defending Anthony because I write, and it's essentially the meet and greet at the end of the show, you know. And who's the fella there? The
Paul.
Manager? Yeah, Paul. So Davin and Paul are hanging out there, and you know, Davin's essentially like, Joe, are you going to join us? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in a second, guys. You know, because I'm answering back on this thing, and he's like, and Davin's like, well, what are you doing? I go.
I think it was in between the first two shows. So it was around
8:30.
You
were correct about this, but this was actually posted earlier in the day, earlier that day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we were a little late to the party on this.
Oh, I apologize. We have our own careers.
No, I understand. No, because my friend Jess was filling me in. No, this was actually posted.
I was like an all points bulletin. everybody needs to pay attention.
Yeah. So basically, I'm looking at. I'm like.
So wait, this was going on for hours that these two were going at it?
It was posted earlier in that
right, which
day.
which means that stuff happened earlier in the day. So they had to be
it was happened
you.
Friday night.
So the video that we're going to play is from Friday night.
It's from Friday night.
So why did he get arrested on Sunday morning?
He got arrested on Saturday.
Yeah, but it was like in the morning hours, like after 12.
He was in jail all weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. He got released on Sunday. And he explained, this is not hearsay for me. This was what I heard from the inner circle. And also.
Well, he's talked about.
He explained it on the show yesterday.
Yeah, he talked about it on his own show. So he's not talking about school.
No, it's not. Basically, I'm really reiterating what he said in his own words. Yeah, he was. He got arrested late Friday night, and he was in jail and got released on Sunday morning.
Well, that's not a nice way to spend a weekend.
It most certainly was not.
All right. So this is the clip that Danny, his estranged girlfriend, posted on Periscope, and we'll kind of explain what's going on. You have to explain it a little bit. It's not a long clip, but
right now.
Don't.
Hi, I'm in Long Island. I got my hand broken. I'm waiting for the police to come. Where's my... Oh, my God. Don't hit me again.
I'm kidding you.
Stay away from me. I tried to call the police. He turned the phone off. You shouldn't have lied then. You shouldn't have lied, and you shouldn't have hit me, and you shouldn't have treated me like shit, and then I wouldn't be periscoping this right now.
Leave my house. I'm asking, I'll pay to have you go back to the apartment.
I don't need you to pay for a car. I need you to pay for my fucking broken hand, you dumb piece of shit.
But you're moving your hand. What are you talking about?
This is beautiful. So glad that you guys saw this. But just so you can see some other shit. Right there, and then right there. So oh, and then on my boob too. But you won't be so lucky to see that. This is wonderful, wonderful public image.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Anthony and Danny show.
Oh, never put my name with yours, you racist bigot. Stay away from me, you fucking psycho.
Come on, baby! Oh my God, isn't this great?
You friend me all the time. I've already
what?
I've already uploaded all
sweetie.
Your. I've already uploaded all your threats.
Oh no, don't fall!
Oh, you're so fucking clever.
No, I thought you were gonna fall over the ottoman like Dick Van Dyke. Come on, sweetie.
Stop coming, no.
Baby. You want to see
karaoke? 2015.
Dave knows that. Nothing like a song.
All right. So what happened? So Danny's got some bruises. We don't know where they're from. She's alleging. This is all allegedly. Nobody knows. She's alleging that Anthony.
She's allegedly. But the half this thing that's hanging out of drive is going to be his salvation. Number one.
Hold on. Let me set it up before you go into defense mode. Let me set it up for the people, and then you can defend them.
All right.
But I got to tell the people what's on the video because they just heard the audio. Mm-hmm. They might not have seen it. So Danny's holding.
Devin explains. Continue.
It's kind of how radio works, stupid. You might want to look into it.
Okay, I understand. Explain.
You mean we just don't watch videos on the radio?
No, or nobody's seen it a zillion times?
I don't think a lot of people have. It's not all like right. The Steve Harvey thing that's viral. I mean, it's a big deal in this area, but I don't think...
It's made national news.
It has, but I don't think... He's not on the public mindset like Miss Universe and Steve Harvey, but whatever. So she's holding up a periscope. She's got some bruises. It appears something hits her. Is it her own hand? Is it Anthony? Who the hell knows? Nobody really knows. Something kind of swats at her, and she says, don't hit me. And he says, I didn't. So we don't know what that is. I'm sure Anthony has a version. Danny has a version. The courts can figure out whatever that version is. So she's kind of all beaten up. She is one of the charges is false imprisonment. You hear Anthony in the background saying, "I'll pay you to leave." So I don't know. I don't know what happens there. They didn't mention if her injuries to hand. They mentioned she got bruised ribs. She looked pretty roughed up. Now nobody knows what she looked like before she came there. I think it's pretty clear that Anthony is somewhat intoxicated, which is not really pleasant when this is all going on for Anthony to be. I mean, it's funny to listen to, but it's a little disturbing. So it's a mess. It's a mess. Now, listen, I expect Joe to defend Anthony. Joe knows Anthony very well. I expect you to defend him. I don't really have an opinion. I will just give the other side of this. I'm not saying Anthony did it, and I really, really hope he didn't do it. I really do. And I text him to death.
He didn't do it.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. The courts will figure it out.
I understand that. We're gonna find out, and now I'm going to have my say on this. This is why this video is going to prove he didn't do it. Number one, she claims that she broke her hand, and she's showing her hand. If you broke your hand, number one, you would not be that composed. You would not move your hand the way she moved
it. But that's not true. You can have a hairline fraction. That's not true. You're not a doctor.
But it's still, she did not break her hand. All right? He did not break her hand. Number two.
Well, she's still bruised. She's still bruised in the thing.
Because she set it up. She did it herself.
Well, that's a different thing. Allegedly. None of this is fact. We don't know.
It will be, and it will be coming out. And when I'm telling you right now, I have not talked to Anthony, but I know this person, and I know what she's capable of doing.
Well, and that kind of tells you about Anthony's choice in women, then.
Well, you know, but
that's something most people, including Anthony, would probably agree with you on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what we would call a normal female is not going to last very long in Anthony.
Wait, say that again.
Somewhat normal female.
Okay, one more time.
Normal female.
No.
Is not going
no.
to...
No.
There's our sum.
No.
Within the scale of normalcy,
no.
Whatever that is.
No.
Well, fine. He likes people that are extremely not normal. on the because he's got a very unique lifestyle. He's not a 9-to-5 ham and egger, you know, sitting behind a computer, you know, maybe we'll go on a picnic on the weekend. That's not really his lifestyle. He has kind of an extreme lifestyle, and he has a particular taste in females. They have to be of a certain age and usually have a certain mindset. So it's not surprising when things go bad. This is surprising because you haven't had any other allegations from any of his other exes, even his ex-wife, who they hated each other. You know, you've never heard this before about Anthony. And, you know, Anthony generally does not come across as a violent person. I mean, his views on guns and race can be construed as extreme, but never as far as having a physical altercation unless it was Boomer Esiason and they were in high school together. I mean, Anthony's not known as somebody who loses his cool physically. That being said, I'm not known as somebody who did that, and I had a woman who pushed my buttons and made me do something I'm not proud of. I'm not saying Anthony did that, but I'm saying, you know, when you're dating somebody, you're married to somebody, they know how to push your buttons, and they can make you act out of character. Now go, Joe.
All right. Basically, yeah, you would not, I'm telling you right now, you would not move your hand that way. Number two, she claims that she hit him. She goes into this whole twist and turn, stop hitting me. A second later, Anthony is 15 feet away. What is she, Stretch Armstrong? What is he, Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, magic of editing.
That is absolutely impossible. Number three, there was a claim that...
Well, you're talking about the smack on the film.
Yeah.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people go, well, that doesn't make sense. But there is a skip in it. I don't know what that is. There is a skip in it, but it, just... That,
it's Periscope. There's no time.
It's
Periscope. There's no editing on Periscope.
Well, that's what's going to go... That'll be before the courts. So even if that was fake, even if that... And it might have been. She might have been hamming it up. She still has bruises on her. Where they came from, we don't know. Go on.
She probably did. I can almost guarantee they were self-inflicted. Number three, she said she was false. She was falsely imprisoned. Okay, with Anthony going, look, I'll pay you to go home. I'll pay you to call the car.
Now she says that she tried to make a phone call and that the landline was ripped out of the wall. Have you been over there?
Yeah. There's no landline there. No, I've never seen a landline there.
Well, that was something she said. So that's something that the courts can look at, you know, that the phone was ripped out of the wall. They have admitted that they've both destroyed each other's cell phones. So something heated went down. You don't destroy somebody else's cell phone if everything's, you know, hunky-dory.
Right.
You know, and they both kind of admitted that they've destroyed each other's cell phone. So there's that. So people lost tempers. Doesn't mean that anybody was hit,
right,
but people lost tempers.
Anthony's one of the most composed people. This person that's making these accusations is of very low quality. Okay?
This is Joe's opinion, by the way.
Yeah, this is my opinion that she's of very low quality.
Why do you say that?
Because she is self-centered. She is rude. She is an instigator of trouble. She has caused more problems at that... Before this, she has caused more problems at that house.
Then, but what's that say about Anthony if this is who he chooses to keep company with? I mean, he knows... If you're seeing this, he must see,
are you saying about the people that he's keeping company with? Or are you saying it about, you know, his
I'm
innocence?
No, what I'm saying is, if she's as low caliber as your opinion is, why is he keeping company with her?
Because she's hot and he enjoys sticking his dick in her.
Yes.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be in a relationship and have her live in his apartment. I mean, you know.
Was she living there?
She's living in the apartment. That's on the video, too. I'll get you a car and drive you back to the apartment. She was living in his New York apartment.
Yeah, she was staying there. She is a manipulative. Have you seen her at the parties? I mean, she is just...
Yeah.
At least at all the parties, I've had it out with her at the 4th of July party.
What'd you have it out with her about?
What happened was we had the big 4th of July party. Me and Big A were cleaning up. And I take care of the outside. Big A takes care of the inside. We cleaned up for a couple of hours. There was absolutely no cleaning materials in the house. I went out to the store. I laid out $70 on cleaning material and stuff like that to get the place cleaned up because, you know, I had no problem because Aunt's very generous with all of us. So Big A and I get done, and we're cleaning up, and then she comes downstairs. Could you be quiet, please? And I'm like, excuse me? You're making noise? I go, yeah, that's the sound of things getting cleaned.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then she goes, well, please keep the noise down. And I go, yes, ma'am, Ms. Danny, I'll keep the noise way down so you can sleep.
She, second time you've used a master voice.
Well, she, I don't care less. She runs up to me, you know what, Joe, fuck you. And then.
Now, well, Joe, now, to be fair, a lot of, one of Joe's other exes didn't like you very much either.
Mm.
And we didn't like her either very much either. So you don't get along with some of his later acquisitions of women.
Actually, that's not true.
Well, you didn't get along with Melissa.
But here's the deal. Melissa really didn't care for me. Melissa stayed there, minded her own business.
No, I wasn't comparing the two. I'm just saying you haven't always. It's not like, but this is the first one you haven't loved.
But never. There was never a cross word between Melissa and I. We never really said two words to each. She liked Joanne.
So was Anthony pussy whipped by this girl?
No, he was, for the same reasons Dave was saying. She looked very young, and he liked that. You know.
Well, that's
the only reason. But I never, ever, 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 ever had a crossword with any of Anthony's girlfriends. Now let's take Anthony's wife, Jen. Jen was difficult. Jen caused a lot of problems, but Jen and I got along famously. Never had a crossword with her. I loved her. She loved me. Never a problem. And I've known Anthony for 35 years. This one was the worst one. The worst one that I got into it. And it's not like I started it with her. She started it with me, and I laid into her. And she goes, you know, you're just here because you're riding on Anthony's coattails. I go, no. I'm here because I've been his best friend through thick and thin. That's why I'm here. You're here to screw him. I go, that's why.
As long as everybody knows whatever his jobs are around here.
Roll
call.
And then when she goes to me.
Fucking joke. Yeah. Keeping his pimp hand strong.
Yeah, and then she goes to me, well, I'll go upstairs and I'll tell Anthony what's going on. And I go, I'll go up with you. By the way, where's all your stuff? Do you keep it here in the landing? Because we need to know when the car picks you up. I go, you want to come upstairs with me? You'll be out of here too sweet. So shut your face, go to bed.
Poor Anthony just wants to sleep and pet his cat. He's got these two yelling downstairs.
And she tried to get me, and this is where she's an instigator. She tried to get me in trouble with Anthony when they were playing poker. She goes down, baby, Joe yelled at me, and he had to go spend $70 on cleaning supplies. And he yelled at, and it's like,
why would you spending money to clean his house be a bad thing?
She wanted to make a big deal because she thought $70 was just a piss amount of money because she's been spoiled and taken advantage.
I don't understand, like, to get you in trouble. And he cleaned your house.
That's what she was going for.
What a dummy.
And Anthony's like, okay.
Joe waxed your car, Anthony. motherfucker.
You call that friendship?
Anthony, come here. Look, I can see my reflection in these floors. Look what Joe did.
She's cleaning the grout in the bathroom.
Anthony, come here. None of your pubes are any longer on the toilet. Joe cleaned them up. What are you going to do about this? You sound like a terrible human being.
Joe's girl brought up a big point. She said, how did she do it? If the phone was broken, how was she able to do it?
I wondered that, too.
Thank you, honey. Yeah.
But I don't know what they meant by broken. Maybe it was a feature. I don't know, but I did wonder that, too.
But, you know, so, and what happened was I had to buy the $70 worth of cleaning materials because there was no paper towel, there was no toilet paper, no nothing.
Do you really just want the $70 back?
No!
That sounds like...
No! I'm just...
Anthony, sue for damage. Slander and add $70 on top for me.
I am saying this as I'm setting it up because this is what I told her why I let out the money. She goes, well, I was in charge of this place all week. Because she goes, well, who do you think takes care of this place? I go, that's Angie. She goes, I took care of this place all week. And I go, and that explains everything. Go to bed, stupid.
I don't think you said that.
You want to get Big A on the phone?
No, we actually can't.
That'll take an hour and a half.
The show will be over.
I don't need the whole Sunrise Club roll call on my radio show. No, I don't. I got you two nitwits. That's more than enough.
But Anthony will...
All right, but none of that... So this is an impolite person. Somebody, you know, maybe a little small. Anthony's indiscretions does not lead up to him hitting her. All these things about her does not lead up to her lying about being hit. I mean, these are two jumps. You know, you can't make these jumps. You can't. From what you're telling me, it doesn't sound like anybody want to hang out with, but you can't jump, well, she fabricated this whole thing to take Anthony for all he's worth. And for Anthony's, all of his indiscretions and idiosyncrasies, it doesn't add up to him hitting her. Yet something happened. Somebody did something.
She got upset. She probably fell because she was drunk, hurt herself. Got on Periscope.
She fell in a lot of places then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, her hand looked messed up. Her face kind of looked messed up. Her boob, which we're not going to have the pleasure of seeing. I really, who does that when you're calling for help? Hello, 911 operator? Yes.
It was an infomercial for her, essentially.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
And she wants attention. She loves attention. That's all she wants.
How long were they together?
A year.
That's a long time.
And Dave has seen her at these parties where she runs around looking for attention and everybody's just rolling their eyes
at
her.
But that's what she's there for. She's there for attention. Anthony dotes on her because, as Dave so eloquently put, he wants the sticker. I mean, that's what this relationship, they're both getting something out of this relationship, and I don't think it's emotional nurturing. I mean, let's be honest. This is more or less a business deal between these two.
I don't, you know.
I mean, not with the contract or anything, but Anthony gets to bang a young girl. She gets to hang out with a celebrity and live the good life and all. They're both getting what they
want. And if she was so awful, he took her to Hawaii over the Labor Day weekend.
Well, that's part of the deal. Yeah. I'm sure Anthony had sex while they were there, too.
I'm sure he did. But still, you know, he treated her very, 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 very well.
He's, from what I've observed, hanging out at parties over the years, he's treated all of them like gold.
But I think, but
and then it's
but these
but
are
the, but then it comes to an end.
Well, I mean,
and that's
yes.
he did get caught cheating
on Jill Nicolini with, right? Wasn't like, yeah, hot, well, so that's not really treating like gold, but these girls,
well,
aren't
that's generally
just,
how it comes to
you
an
just
end.
Don't look well, just really don't look in the closet, you'll be fine. There could be another girl from Canada hiding.
Great.
There.
Words to live by if you're dating Anthony or an 8-year-old. What great advice from you, stupid. Yeah. But, I mean, these are not stable. None of these people are stable human beings.
And Joe's girl and Tommy sums it up good. You know, Joe's girl was saying she was looking for publicity. Yeah, she got it on page 3.
I wonder what her dad thinks, because her dad's a comedy club yeah, owner.
And Trucker Tom said no, she wants his money and his lifestyle, and she ranted about it before, and she saw his
What'd she do? She rant?
She wanted his money.
I know that, but you said she ranted about. Was this written anywhere?
It probably was on a Periscope. There was many Periscopes.
Where she's saying that she wants his money?
The lifestyle.
Which would include the money.
Right. But does that mean living with Anthony? Or, I mean,
I would,
because what you're saying is pretty damning if that's out there. I mean, I know Anthony would obviously bring that into court to defend himself. Goes, she has a hit. You know,
think about it. Does the lifestyle necessarily need to include Anthony if she can orchestrate something like this?
Well, she's not going to be able to hang out with celebrities and be like a hanger-on just with money. You know, Anthony can provide that.
Money gets you places. Money. I mean, granted, yeah, Anthony can get her
off
farther.
He's got money, but it's not like FU money where he's going to give it to her and she's going to be able to live for the rest of her life. I mean, he's got money, but, I mean, you know, he's not Donald Trump.
Yeah, but still, there's a certain lifestyle that goes with the compound. You know, I mean,
right,
it's
not
like a
normal.
Right, and
without Anthony, she doesn't have that.
Well, that's true, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, to orchestrate this to get rid of Anthony just for the money, then she's not going to have that lifestyle. And she knows if she does this, that lifestyle is gone. She's ostracized.
That lifestyle is gone, and also she's going to have a stigma put on her. She also passes herself off as a comic. And
well, we all try to do that.
Yeah, well, but no. And
I'm the only one with the self-respect that stopped.
Yeah.
No, that was the audience demanding you stop.
She claims that she's a comic. Now, I never saw her do stand-up. However, she went to Governor's one night, and my buddy was running the show, and I said, how was she? She said she showed up late, they put her on, and she was absolutely god-awful.
All right, well, the god-awful, you know, that comes with being a new comic. I can forgive the god awful, but the showing up late, that has to, unless there's a valid excuse.
But here's the,
that comes from
here's the
her
thing.
Dad owning her club and her
yeah,
thinking.
But and
she
also
is.
Well, she got pissed off at me one time because she was on the show one night, and she goes, "I'm going to be working at such and such club this weekend," and I go, "At what tables?" And she got bent out of shape.
Fuck you, well, okay. Your sense of humor is not good for everyone. I happen to enjoy it. As we've talked about before, people who are not in that circle, not so much.
But she is a person that's used to getting her ass powdered. And why? Because her dad owns a comedy club, and she's all around comics. And of course, they're going to be nice
to daddy's
girl.
All this may be true. It still does not take you to that she hit herself. Just like, Anthony's drinking and love for guns and, racial, some would say outrageous statements does not go to him hitting her. I mean, these are all just describe the characters, but it doesn't get you to what happened, which is what I'm saying. We're not going to know what happened. Right. That's why, like, when I was talking to you on Sunday, we were texting, you're like, well, everybody's, like, asking me. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what were you, press secretary? There's no way you could know. And if you did know, it's got to go through the legal process.
But if it's, but what I'm saying is people in our inner circle were talking. It's something that happened to a friend of ours.
Sure.
And we're in a circle. That's who I'm answering questions
I
about. It's not like the News 12 truck was in front of my house.
You wish. You could use the TV credit. Even Brother Joe, would he bail? Why weren't you there to bail out Anthony? You could have gotten on TV, stupid.
No. Yeah, but Joe wasn't there with a guitar. I mean, he was very solemn, you know?
I think he did say, hold on. Yeah.
Before we do the perp walk, I'm going to play Purple Haze.
He's outside the prison in Hempstead doing Folsom County Blues.
Yeah. Does anybody like you too?
Well, that video might be out there.
Also, there is also trans from Joe's girl and Trucker Tom. There's also transcripts out there of her rants that she says about taking advantage of Ant.
Well, there you go. But now that's going to be very important. But then again, Anthony, if these guys know it's out there, Anthony must have known it's out there too.
Of course.
And again, that goes to Anthony's self-esteem. Why are you putting up with that? Somebody who's blatantly saying this is a danger to you.
She looks like a young girl. He likes that, you know. But she's of age. She's 26.
There's other young girls. Me and Dave were talking about this at the beginning of the show. There's other young girls with self-esteem problems that he could be with. You don't have to be with the one that's openly saying, I'm going to take you for everything. That girl needs to go.
Crazy pussy is a drug.
Is that the name of Joe Kumi's new album?
Should be a Rock God album.
Well, he might have some free time if he fires himself from his network.
To the album
Crazy done, yeah. Pussy is a drug. I've never known a chick that was that batshit crazy that wasn't an amazing lay.
Mm. Well,
and you get addicted. You can get addicted to that.
He does have an addictive personality, I would think. I would think in some
way. No, he doesn't.
Well, he kind of has an affinity for alcohol and guns.
But here's the deal. He's not addicted to it. It's his hobby. And it sounds kind of funny.
Semantics.
There's an addiction. No, it's not semantics.
I've never seen a man without a drink in his hand.
All right, but that's when it's like party time and there's no gig going on or something like that.
I'm not saying he can't be businesslike.
He can be businesslike.
That's
what
I'm saying, but
yeah, he loves to party, but he's not an addict. He's not. Believe me.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not with him all the time. I don't know. But, you know, listen, she seems like bad news. He put himself in a very bad situation. I really, really hope he's innocent. I really hope he can vindicate himself. And I hope he gets to sue her for slander. That's what I hope. That's what I hope because he's, you know, your guy's good friend. I know him a little bit. I'm friends with his brother a little bit. That's what I hope. But I'm not going to pass judgment on anything because I don't know. We're not going to be in the courtroom. There's going to be shit that's going to come out. You know, Anthony's probably going to settle this before it gets anywhere. She's probably going to get her payday. You want to say something?
I was thinking the opposite was going to be true.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking Anthony's got a payday coming to him.
You think so?
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. Do you think
coming soon, Anthony Cumia's Stress Factory.
Taking a spot.
Yeah, but you know this phone call's probably going on between Vinny and Anthony because they know each other too. Vinny's Danny's father. They've known each other a long time too. And why the hell he would let his daughter date her, I have no idea. Date him. I have no idea. I mean, really, he lets his daughter come in with Opie and Anthony, what, in 2008? And knowing, you know, the affinity Anthony has for the youngsters. And next thing you know, they're dating. Why, as a dad, will you know, he knows. Vinny knows.
It's 7 years later.
I know. She was almost past her prime. She was almost past her sell-by date, but, you know, Anthony liked her.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that video, I mean, watching it on YouTube, you're questioning everything on it, going, this is ridiculous. Once it gets in front of a court of law, and there may be, now there's always cameras around the compound. You know, I've seen them, you've seen them, and stuff like that. If some of those cameras were rolling, that'll also be.
They're inside the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll also tell the tale, too.
Well, does he always have the cameras rolling?
Depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but who knows?
Well, I'm assuming those are going to be part of the court records as well.
Yeah.
But we're not going to know about this for a long time. I mean, if it goes to court, these things take a while.
Mm.
And, you know, Anthony can't really talk about it. I'm sure he wants to talk about
he
it.
He does. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, does he ever.
I'm sure. But he can't. He knows that. He's got a nice Jewish attorney.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he will.
And I'm sure she's lawyering up.
Oh, I'm sure she is too, but no one heard. I'm going to talk myself. Good. I'm going to excuse me, bailiff, can I bring popcorn and a soda in here? I want to see this. Better than any fucking movie I'd ever
seen. Your Honor, this racist bigot, he broke my hand.
And the funny thing is when
And
you-
no, I still I won't show you my tit either.
That's a really weird thing to say.
I know.
It does show the vanity of it all, right? Oh, yeah. It's like you're making a plea for help so somebody can come and help you, but first, you know, you're not going to see my tit. Nobody wants to see your tit, stupid.
That's the and the funny thing is when I was listening to it on 1010 Wins, you know, I'm like it's like
10 Wins?
Yeah, it was on 1010
Your
Wins.
Pal syndicated again.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was on the way to the drugstore. I turn on the radio, and it's like, you know, Anthony Cumia. And then they go, oh, the accusations were made by a lady called Danny Golightly. Danny Go. You could see you when he read the name, you could hear the announcer going, what the fuck?
I think she's Native American. Read it as it is.
She's never gone lightly, I can tell you that much.
Well, that is what it is. We shall see. I hope he's innocent. I hope he gets vindicated.
He will.
Oh, okay. I hope we don't have a conversation where I have to go, you know, 2 years from now, I guess you were wrong about that one, Joe. I hope we never have to have that conversation.
Nope, we never will.
Well, I mean, I think even if he did lose in court, you would probably still feel he never did and think the jury. And that's fine. You're his friend. That's
I know.
Fine.
No, I know him. I know her. He is innocent.
Hope so. Interesting. Interesting weekend. We're kind of boring radio guys. We don't have that type of. We don't host pageants. We don't have Armageddon in our house. Well, maybe you do.
I know. But believe me, if I was famous, you'd see me in the news all the time.
I have women dressed as nuns spanking other women in my house.
This past weekend?
Not this past weekend. Like a couple weekends ago.
So they're not really nuns in your movies?
No, no. Oh. You got to pay real nuns extra.
What's the rate for a real nun to spank another real nun?
14 Hail Marys, 17 Our Fathers, 3 acts of contrition.
Might be worth it.
Yeah.
As a Jew, I might be willing to ante up for that.
Did they teach you those prayers in the synagogue?
The Hail Marys? In a synagogue?
I think that goes against.
No, our Hail Mary is at the end of the game if you're on the 50-yard line and you have to get a touchdown late.
That's our Hail Mary. They say Hail Moses.
No, I know.
Well, Moses is one of your guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who's the guy that drove? He's the one that brought you through the desert.
Took him 40 years, but he got there.
Well, what are you going to do?
You
got to follow him, I guess. Yeah, he's the guy with the map.
There was no GPS.
Your guys' book is way better. It's way more brutal.
Whose book?
Your book.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot
more death and destruction.
Yeah.
It's good.
God, let me tell you, God was sore as hell at everything back then. I think he's gotten soft.
That's right.
You calling God a pussy?
Oh, it's like
called God a
from
pussy.
What I know. Oh, it's faggot. Like from what I, you know, it's like,
oh my God,
God's a faggot.
Nah, I'll say that on the next segment, all right?
But I think you know, they always say, I'm not a parent, but when they say you're always tougher on your firstborn. I guess when you're on your 30 millionth, billionth born, I guess you're a little lighter. Yeah.
Was he going lightly?
Uh-huh. I saw what you did there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Much like your Hail Moses.
Yeah.
Got the response it deserved. Yeah, I mean, the Old Testament. There's a lot of interesting. There's giants in there, and
yeah,
you know,
why didn't they bring that into the Jesus section of the Bible?
Jesus was a hippie. Jesus was a hippie. Had the long robes, the sandals.
Pacifist bullshit.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. My Lord. Kumbaya.
He was your Lord.
Yes.
And then, you know, the far right got it. And Jesus isn't as nice as he was back in the day.
He's coming back soon.
Is he?
Oh, he's going to be sore as hell too.
You think?
Of course. Look what's gone on.
What's going on?
Everything in the Middle East, the whole world. You'll see.
I probably won't.
You see.
I don't think I will. I don't think he's coming back in your time.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say.
I know personally, I'm going to be raptured.
Yeah. I don't. What, to tell God what he's doing wrong?
Of course. What else would I do?
And another thing.
I know better after all.
We'll get into that. Well, when we come back, you're listening to Davins, and when we come back, the syndicated FCC clean. Portion of the social. Gentlemen, if you want to say fuck, now is the time.
I want to say fuck. Fuck!
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Fuck, fuck.
Fuck, fuck.
Don't go anywhere.
RogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.